11.3, preparing the trial notebook. This section of the textbook is actually fairly substantial, and it's something that you really want to pay attention to, but always remember that your attorney is going to have his or her own way of doing things. So the goal here is to give you a frame of reference, not to give you like the exact skill that every attorney is going to use in preparing trial notebooks. The trial notebook is basically the collection of everything the attorney is going to use at trial. As we mentioned, most cases don't go to trial, so this isn't a real common task for most paralegals. Now, if you work in a law firm that specializes in trial litigation as opposed to pretrial litigation, then you might be more involved in this than most paralegals. But there are actually law firms who are litigation law firms that basically never go to trial. I got a call about 6 months ago from a paralegal graduate of one of our programs who worked at a firm, and her attorney was desperate because for the first time in 5 years, a case that they had was actually going to go to trial, and they wanted a recommendation of a good trial attorney in the area. So that should give you an idea that actually going to trial is not common even for lawyers, much less for paralegals. All right, so back to the time when you do have to prepare a trial notebook. We're giving you what I think is the best example I've ever seen or was given by one of my seven litigation attorneys. In fact, most of the other litigation attorneys eventually switched over to kind of this process and this system, although there were a couple of exceptions. But go through this section of the book, read it very carefully, and get a feel for it. Do the exercise on this website, but keep in the back of your mind that this is, again, a frame of reference exercise. Let me tell you how specific some attorneys can be regarding this kind of process and this kind of procedure or creation. I had a great attorney named Dave Arkell. I didn't do a lot of work for him, but he asked me to help him prepare his trial exhibits. He didn't use these kind of binders quite like this, but even though the structure was different, the components were the same. I mean, he had the section for voir dire and for the opening statement. He had a binder with the witness list and the exhibits and so forth. So even though it wasn't quite this organized, it was still the same basic content. But Dave had all these folders and groups of papers with rubber bands around them in a big, basically kind of like an old fruit cardboard box from a supermarket. It looked like it was falling apart. It had tape around the bottom to keep the bottom from falling out and so forth. So, but that's where he was kind of collecting this stuff. So the day before the trial, I went out late in the afternoon and I got what's called a banker's box. It's a very sturdy cardboard box, very professional looking. It has a great lid on it that has strings that attach to make sure it closes. Just looks a lot more professional, looks great. I put everything in there for Dave so they would be there first thing in the morning for him to go to trial, knowing that he would be very happy to have this new box. I'm at work for about 15 minutes that following morning when I hear down the hall, "Dan Barber, get in here." And I knew something was wrong. So I go into Dave's office and he looks at me and he says, "Where's my box?" And I said, "Well, that's it. That's everything you had is in there. I just got you a nice new banker's box because the one you had was really falling apart and I didn't think you'd want to use it." And he obviously looked exasperated and he said, "Look at me." He said, "I look like a slick lawyer," and he did. He actually was probably the slickest looking lawyer we had in the law firm. He had slicked back hair and very nice suit and tie, and was just very. He looked like your L.A. law kind of lawyer, much more so than any other attorney in our firm. He said, "Look at me." He said, "I look like a slick lawyer. When I walk in, the jury sees a slick lawyer. They don't know that I'm not at heart a slick lawyer, but that's what they see. So when I walk in with a cardboard box from Safeway, from a grocery store, with my stuff in it, it helps to break down that image. It helps to make that connection. And he said, go down to the garbage and try to find that box. And if you can't find it, go to the grocery store, go to the back, and see if you can find one there. And he literally said, I don't care how many grocery stores you have to go to, you're going to find one, and you're going to bring it back to me. Fortunately, the trial didn't start till the afternoon. So I rushed out. Fortunately, the first place I went, the produce department gave me a very good box. I came back and he put his stuff in it, actually made a couple of dents in it and put some, not duct tape, but some kind of tape on it, masking tape on one side. It was just a real show. So you have to be patient with that, but also never throw out a box unless you ask the attorney, even if you think it's going to please him. True story.